D-Mace, Vingen, and Donick, 102.5 The Game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingen, and David Janes here with you. Jonathan Hutton, Hot Mike with Hutton and Withrow, is with us as well. He joins us now as he does every Wednesday at 5 o'clock. And Hutton, I think, as a showing of solidarity, not only for us on the show, but for the Titans coaching staff, you need to shave your head.
I did. I buzzed the head back in like fourth grade, believe it or not. That's the last time I've been anywhere close to that. I'm sure I'll have my issues, but I don't know if I'm going to go bald. I'll go gray very fast, though, that's for sure.
Well, I'm going to ask you a question that we were talking about earlier in the program. Now that the hiring of Robert Saleh is official, as is the hiring of Brian Daboll as offensive coordinator, there's a long way to go this offseason. But what should Titans fans' level of confidence be in Mike Borgonzi based on the coaching hires he and the Titans were able to make?
I think the meter should be at the level of confidence, like confident and belief that the leader of the football part of the team now has a clue. I mean, and experience matters. And Borgonzi he's surrounded by guys in the front office who are advisors, consultants, whatever the title is, that have been there and done the job. And now he's hired three experienced, proven play callers to lead the offense, defense, and special teams. You know, Saleh's running the show. He's calling the defense. He's had massive success there. Same goes for Daboll. He's developed quarterbacks at several stops. Bones Fossil has produced huge results on special teams. So the first takeaway here of the hire by Borgonzi and leading this hire is not only is he hiring experience, he's also projecting a confidence that these coaches are buying into, specifically wanting to work with him and the Titans. Which, I mean, if we were discussing this job, guys, a month ago, I'm not putting this up there where you've got Saleh and Daboll specifically seeking out the job for the roles. I mean, honestly, Saleh was saying he was going to be very specific and picky about where he went. I'm eager to hear what he has to say tomorrow at the press conference because of that. And look, I think it's also the ability to bring in talent. I think that's another sign, a good sign, when you have the two coaches, who one's second-time head coach, one's trying to be again, and they see a GM who appears to be able to draft okay so far, and an eye for talent that they buy into, and also buy into the philosophy of what they're going to do moving forward. And Cam Ward, too, by the way.
Is Bill Belichick not being a first ballot Hall of Famer a travesty of justice?
I think it's ridiculous.
Ask Derek how he feels about it.
I thought it was so stupid that Derek Jeter wasn't a first ballot unanimous Hall of Famer to Cooperstown. And that was just one vote. This is 11 people who were swayed one way or the other over Deflategate and over Spygate. And there are examples. Brett Favre is one of them. John McClain will tell you the story. Whoever's presenting Brett Favre stands up and says, "May I present Brett Favre?" and sits down and they have a vote. It's a no-brainer if the dude's a Hall of Famer. And a first ballot one at that. If he's not a first ballot Hall of Fame coach, I don't know who is, and I don't know who will be. Regardless of whatever's going on, the whole thing is just, it's all messed up. Like no accountability for who's voting for which guy. It's messed up. And then to have Polian say he doesn't remember if he voted. Come on, man. The whole thing is just kind of crazy. And I did a triple take at it. I reread it and made sure I wasn't looking at a fake account when I saw the Schefter post, because it sounds so ridiculous. If you were to ask any, we all saw the reaction. I do wonder if they re-voted today, would Bill Belichick be a first ballot Hall of Famer based on the reaction? I don't know.
Well, I think the first mistake they made was putting he and Robert Kraft in the same voting class. I think that's what they went wrong first. Because Robert Kraft, listen, for what it's worth, and I think he's paying for the atonement too of what Bill Belichick is paying for. And this is sort of my problem with this. I'm going to be the contrarian here.
Okay.
Is that, yes, Bill Belichick deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. No doubt. He deserves to be.
No doubt.
What's so wrong with waiting the next year? For this reason, when we talk about some of these other players, Lawrence Taylor, guys like that, it was things they did off the field that were horrible. And that, you know, you rebuked them for it. But when it came to voting, I think people were, their thing was, well, that was off the field stuff. He didn't do that stuff on the field. So, okay, however you want to sort of slice it and make it fit what you want, then okay, that's fine. But he cheated the game so much so that there was the report that the NFL smashed the tapes. They got rid of them, everything. So that tells me that whatever they found was bad. And you were the head coach. So why not have to atone for those things when it comes to the one ultimate goal that you really want? Is to be a Hall of Famer. Why not say, you know what, because of that, because Napoleon, he wasn't the only guy that did it, supposedly. There were 10 other people. But why not say, one more year, we'll let you wait one more year. It's no big thing, but we're going to let you know you cheated the game, just like Pete Rose, and people were up in arms of Pete Rose, but MLB stood by until, you know, obviously to the end,
right?
And they let him in. But this is the same thing. It wasn't something he did off the field. You did this on the field. And those players, including me, we were pissed at the time.
But he was punished for what he did on the field, right? By the NFL.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that those that are voting.
What's a one-year penance do? Like, so is Robert Kraft, you mentioned Robert Kraft and him being the same. Robert Kraft's the owner of the organization that did it. Is he going to be held accountable too and not get in?
No, I'm sure, because this is not his first. I don't think this is his first nomination. Meaning Kraft.
Well, that's the other problem, Mace, is they've got all these different windows now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
The owners being voted on with the coaches and the players.
I get it. I understand all that. I do.
But, okay, for the record, Armando Salguero, who works with OutKick as the NFL reporter, he presented Bill Belichick. And he said he went into this, it was on Zoom. He said he went into this knowing that it was going to take a little bit more effort. Because I had him on, Chad and I had him on today. I just asked him, I was like, did you not just stand up and say Bill Belichick? I present Bill Belichick to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. That's what I'm going to do with Brady. And, so I'm assuming that's what they're going to do with Brady. And, guys, I look at it and think, you know what? I look back and I think, here's Bill Belichick, who's won all these titles prior to Spygate. And he's you know, certainly had success after he was punished and the tapes were smashed. And Armando said he had to present it in a way that was arguing against Spygate. And he then countered it, and he still felt like, you know, he did a poor job because, of course, he didn't get in. Bill Belichick didn't get in. And he did talk to Belichick prior to the presentation. And Belichick told him, everything they said and everything the NFL said I did it. I was punished for it. And he admitted, he said, I did all those things they said I did. So it's not.
We don't know what he did because they smashed the tapes. Well, supposedly they got rid of everything.
The NFL knows what. Okay, so if we don't know, then how are they keeping him out for being a first ballot Hall of Famer?
Because it's not the actual NFL that's doing it. It's those that are voting. They're looking at it. Their pittance is for us. The NFL did what they were going to do. You know, it's, okay, I put you where you're supposed to be. I gave you the fine. But now you got to deal with your daddy. Because I got you, but now you got to deal with your father when he comes home. And now he's come home and he's trying to walk himself into the Hall of Fame. And he only has to wait a year. That's my big thing.
But see, if you're just saying, you know, we're just going to make him wait a year.
Yeah, make him sweat it.
But he's really not sweating it, dude. I mean, everybody.
Oh, he's pissed that he. You know, he's pissed.
Oh, he's pissed, but he's not sweating. I mean, everybody knows he's the GOAT. Like he's Bill Belichick, head coach. I mean, Mace, you would say
no. He deserves to be in. I don't want people to get me wrong. He deserves to be in.
I think it for what it was like. there are other instances where, okay, Sean Payton is going to go in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was that not bounty gate?
I do. No. See, I put it, hey, you did the game wrong. I played the game that you did wrong, and I played in an era that you did it wrong. So, hell yeah, you're going to wait a year. I don't care. Okay. As a player, and I understand these other players. It's like, dude, y'all were the same guys that were complaining while we were complaining, talking about New England, they need to have an asterisk by their name and all this other stuff. But now, all of a sudden, it's like, well, let's forget about that stuff. Let's vote him in. Let's act like it didn't happen.
The punishment instead of he's got 6 Super Bowl trophies.
We don't know.
That's still a part of his bio.
No, you're right. They're never going to be able to take that away from him. What I'm saying is this.
And that's why he's going to get in.
You're right. But what I'm saying is this. I don't know why this is like blasphemy to say, hey, this guy, cheated the game. You cheated. We don't know how long that was going on.
And the game kept him in the game.
Hey, but you know that's what I mean? You're right. And the game kept him in. But those that have the duty or the obligation or the honor to vote those in to the Hall of Fame.
So
some of them are saying, like 79% are saying yes, and the rest are saying no, which he can't get in.
So if it's so admirable for these guys not to vote for him, mm-hmm. where the hell are they?
I don't know. You're right.
I want to hear them say, yeah, I did it, and this is why I did it. If they do that, I'll have a lot more respect for the process.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. And I mean, it's kind of like it's just the NFL punished Belichick. They fined Kraft. They did all these things, and he goes on to have more success. And it really hasn't been a topic until these guys want to make it a topic. And Polian, come on, to first say you voted for him, you wanted him in, then you say you don't remember.
You know why that is? Where did Polian? What was he a GM?
Well, at Indy.
Okay, of course. Absolutely. But because of those teams and what they did.
Was directly at the Colts.
Exactly. So it's like there should be, dude, you cheated the game.
So, okay, but at the same time, is what is that influence mm-hmm. in terms of what – it's about the accolades and the – we can go through Hall of Fame to Hall of Famer mm-hmm. and look at what – certain guys have done or been accused of doing or whatever. Guys that who knows what they've done, Mace, mm-hmm. on the field or off the field.
No, you're right.
But it's not supposed to be about that. I mean, again, we can name names. We don't have to here. Mm-hmm. It's easy to find those guys. But like, you're saying it's off the field, so it's no big deal.
I'm not saying it's no big deal.
The game to this level, and it's not Pete Rose, because Pete Rose has never was kept out.
No,
he's not allowed to be a part of the game. Meanwhile, the NFL just said, we're going to suspend you. We're going to do this and that. We're going to fine you, and we move on. We destroy the tape so no one else can see it, and we move on. It just kind of is what it is at that point. He's already served the punishment. I don't know where all
this is like probation.
It's a Bill Polian now.
This is like probation. This is the second punishment, man. You know that. This is the second punishment. For all those writers, that were peeved. They were peeved that it happened.
I want Polian to own it,
and he should.
Polian has to own it.
This is what I did. And
here's the other thing:
I ordered the code red because he cheated the game.
You know, it's all
wait. But there's nothing wrong with that. If stand by it, if you feel that way, you know, he votes.
I would also say, like, the response to this, whenever it's like he's not going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, then we all agree the accolades are there for that.
Mm-hmm.
Like so. If he's not, who is?
Somebody that did
all that he did and didn't cheat the game.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's obvious why they did.
We have seen Andy Reid.
Just admit why you voted that way. Yeah. That's okay. It's common sense.
Well, okay. Real quick, mm-hmm. this is another problem. The Hall doesn't want them revealing who they voted for, or how they voted, which is ridiculous. So, like, you know, McClain and Armando came on the show. They have to, like, beat around the bush, but they make it known. I mean, of course Armando voted for him. He presented him.
Yeah.
You know, like, but, like, so you have all the – you have Schefter breaking this news, and then it makes the Hall of Fame selector process look really foolish. And everyone –
People didn't know that? People didn't already know that?
What's that?
People didn't already know that this may be flawed, like the voting process
flawed? Flawed in terms of the argument for Eli Manning or Phillip Rivers, but not the guy who has six Super Bowl trophies.
Terrell Owens, you look at Terrell Owens, he is a no-doubt first ballot guy, and he had to wait. Why?
Totally agree.
Because of things he did off the field or things they perceived he did in the locker room. So if it was good for the goose, then it's good for the other goose, which is geese.
Okay, that's fair. So who is getting in? Who is getting in the year that T.O. didn't get in?
I can't remember.
At wide receiver. Yeah, I guarantee you, there's another wide receiver.
I'm sure. Yeah, you're right. I'm sure it was.
And in this case, it's not coach versus player. Like, this is a separate category.
No, but it's Robert Kraft versus.
But Kraft hasn't been presented yet. See, Kraft hasn't been presented yet, to my knowledge. This is like a different pool. Again, it's so stupid.
So Kraft wasn't a part of that pool.
Not this.
But as I understand it, guys, they had a ballot of – this is the special strand of how you get into the Hall of Fame. They had five names. They had Kraft, Belichick, L.C. Greenwood, Kenny Anderson, and Roger Craig. So you had five completely different people, owner, a quarterback, a running back, and a defensive lineman, and you could only vote for three of the five.
It's like but one of them is a coach. It's like a coach category.
I know. So why are those five people on the same ballot? They're completely
They have a modern era, and then they have the other era, right?
Right.
And they have a committee that then presents that to the hall. It's like the voters. It's like a committee that comes up with that group. Then you vote it down, and then you have the contributor thing. Again, it's very – the process is going to change, I can tell you that.
We do actually have – sorry to interrupt, Hutton. We actually do have – a statement from the Pro Football Hall of Fame on everything that's been going on. And I quote, "The Pro Football Hall of Fame understands and respects the passionate reaction of many fans, media members, and enshrinees of the hall itself in light of published reports regarding the voting results for the class of 2026. It's that very passion that propels the game. The hall also respects the members of the selection committee when they follow the selection process bylaws. It is an honor to serve as a selector. Each year, the Hall reviews the selection process and the composition of the 50-person selection committee. If it is determined that any member or members violated the selection process bylaws, they understand action will be taken. That could include the possibility that such selector or selectors would not remain a member of the committee moving forward. The selection of a new class is the most important duty the Hall of Fame oversees each year, and the integrity of that process cannot be in question."
Damn it! Yes!
What are they going to do? Replace these guys with social media influencers who are going to vote? Like, these guys have been covering the league for five decades. If they all came together and revealed who they voted for, they're not going to be allowed to then select the Pro Football Hall of Fame members for the next year. They're going to go get Jordan Hudson and some of these other guys that are out there.
Jordan Hudson may have played a role in Bill Belichick not being a first ballot Hall of Famer. I'm just saying.
There were some wisecracks to that effect in all circles, I'm sure.
I did ask the question. I wonder if Belichick would have had Jordan Hudson present him.
That would have been interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. But listen, everybody.
I want to know her reaction, too. That would be great.
Everybody understands that Bill Belichick will get in. But again, it's like anything else. You, for whatever reason, you choose to hold a guy out. And I know that being a first ballot guy means a lot to these coaches, especially someone like Bill Belichick. Because you now want to, hey, listen, we're not saying you can't get in, but hey, listen, what you did to the game, you compromised the game and put the game in a bad position. So, yes, you should wait a year. Not to say that you're going to get in, but you should wait a year. Listen, you should be like, okay, I get it. I understand. But again, it's the I deserve, so I should be in. Instead of saying, looking at it from the standpoint of, yeah, you're right, I did admit that I did those things and probably even worse. So if they want to hold me out, I get it. I probably would have did the same thing. That's how I would have approached that. Like, okay, I get it. You going to let me in the next year? Okay, let's go with that. But waiting a year? Come on, man. To me, that rings like arrogance
It's message,
like, I need, right? Like, I should be there. Like, no doubt. Yeah, you should be there. But don't you know you cheated the game as well?
Well, but okay, if it sends a message, what message is it sending when the majority of anyone's chiming in on the vast majority, including the players from your era, Mace, and I respect where you're coming from, but you've got quarterbacks and I mean Hall of Famers in general that are saying that this is stupid.
Because listen, those same people, I guarantee you, especially the ones that played in my era, they were bitching and moaning about the New England Patriots and they should have asterisks and everything, and now they want to sit in their pockets and, oh, Bill Belichick, like, you get on television or something like that so you don't ruffle their feathers. You can go in and say, hey, listen, he did wrong. He's still a great coach, and if he has to wait a year, so be it. I'm cool with that, but I'm not going to make a big uproar, and I think that's what some of these players are doing, knowing damn well that they were, like me, pissed off that New England was doing those things.
Well, I don't know if it's players in general, 11 of them. Like this, these are like,
no, I don't know if they're players or not.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, it doesn't necessarily have to be players from the era. You know, it's it's guys that cover the league and, you know, where's the coverage of Jerry Jones and Robert Kraft and everybody? You know, like, I mean, we're not going to see that. I was reading where the presentation for Kraft was something like he didn't know about this, about the Spygate stuff. It's like, okay, like Belichick owned up to it and then he took his punishment. And Kraft was also fined as much as you can fine an owner.
Can we also have a? Can we just ask a question too? Why are owners going into the Hall of Fame? Do we really need owners in the Hall of Fame?
Because they, I mean, the owners want to be in the Hall of Fame, Willie. That's why.
Yes.
Why?
It's nothing.
Why?
Because to show that they're in the Hall of Fame.
Ralph Wilson.
Let's have the owners. Have the owners Hall of Fame.
Ralph Wilson.
The Pro Football Hall of Fame doesn't need owners. We don't need owners in the Hall of Fame,
among other things. But I totally agree.
Nobody came to a football game to see an owner.
Totally agree. But like, but based on it, like if Ralph Wilson's in, Bud Adams should be in, we can go down this path. But in general, the owners want to be in the Hall of Fame. They want they want to be remembered in history, and they want to do it while they're alive. And they also control all of the media contracts, especially Robert Kraft. That's why no one can make fun of him at the Brady Roast, because Netflix wants the big contracts and Kraft runs that committee. Yeah, I mean, that's part of it, too. That's the political game of it. And everyone was ripping on Belichick. He had no power there at that roast. Other than Brady and Kraft.
Jonathan Hutton from Hot Mike with Hutton and Withrow has been our guest on the Mace, Ving, and Adonik. He joins us every Wednesday at 5 o'clock. Hutton, great stuff as always. We'll catch up next week.
Willie, thank you, guys. Willie, is it colder there or here currently? Wherever you are. I don't know where you are.
It's pretty close. I'm in Jersey City, New Jersey. I'm looking across the river to the New World Trade Center, but it's cold here, but I think it's close. It's comparable. 20s, teens, a lot of snow on the ground here. No ice. A lot of snow banks.
I was going to try to walk down to the game on Saturday, but I didn't catch the puck drop in time on the move up, so it would have been fun.
Hutton.
That was hockey weather.
Yes,
stay warm. It was definitely hockey weather.
Stay safe. We'll talk
next
week.
Appreciate it.
615-737-1025. We'll take your reaction on Bill Belichick not being a first ballot Hall of Famer, a story that has swept the sports world today. We will also get back in to Brian Daboll being hired as Titans offensive coordinator. We'll also talk about the Predators' overtime loss last night to the Boston Bruins. It's all on the table. 615-737-1025. Willie Darnick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan. We are broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service.